Welcome to our podcast, At Home on the Lakeshore, where we talk about home loans with our local home loan experts at United One Credit Union. This is episode number 3. Thank you for joining us today. And with our podcast, we're going to be exploring home loans, construction, buying and selling, building and using equity, and yes, even a little about life. So let's welcome back in our home loan experts. Today we have Linda and Julie, because as they say, Carrie is on assignment today. Julie, Linda, how are you both doing?
Doing good.
Great. Awesome. Ready for
this fall weather. Oh, I'm not ready for winter.
No, I am not either. Keep seeing all the leaves fall. And as I was walking in the office this morning, I was like, that is probably why they call it fall, because everything falls. I don't know why I was thinking that, but I'm like, how did they come up with fall?
I sometimes joke that we can call it fell, because you look outside and all the trees have already fell on the ground, and then it's called raking season after that. Oh, well, we do like, you know, this time of year. You know, it's a pretty time of year. The leaves change, that crisp feeling, fall feeling in the air. I kind of like that, you know, hoodie weather, having the bonfires, doing things like that. But it's also a great time for giving thanks, spending time with family and loved ones, and of course, football.
True. Watching and of course, fifth season is always the hunting season.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So are both of you and families that have hunters, people that go out hunting a lot? I know that's big for us up here in Wisconsin.
I am. I truly become a hunter's widow.
I don't. My husband does not hunt, so I'm stuck with him.
Kind of a break for both of us.
Yeah. So, yeah, I knew that I had moved to Wisconsin when people asked me my first winter up here. They're like, oh, OK. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Do you hunt?
So yeah, I was like, that sounds about right.
I have arrived in Wisconsin. Well, also coming up, so not just hunting and football and leaves falling or having fell off already, but we have Thanksgiving coming up as well. And for me, it's one of my favorite holidays, I'll be honest. And mostly that's because it's all about the food. It's about the food, the family, the friends, the togetherness, and spending that time around just a big meal. I like that. You don't have to worry about gifts or the shopping or any of that kind of stuff yet. That'll come generally like that night or the next day. But I just love getting together and eating stuff. What are your guys' favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Ooh, favorite
pumpkin
dish.
Pumpkin pie.
That is a good one. I'm always that green bean casserole. Oh. It's always one of my favorite.
Yes, those are good choices. I mean, outside of the turkey, which is always awesome. I love the mashed potatoes and gravy. You get the mashed potatoes and turkey gravy, and it's one of those days, one of those holidays where you can go for seconds, you can go for thirds. There's more than enough. You got that leftover Thanksgiving food for like a week or more afterwards. So yeah,
you get
I love
creative
it.
And have turkey casserole and turkey sandwiches. Add some cranberries for a little spice.
Yep, you could take a nap and then wake up hungry and eat again.
That is true. That has definitely happened. You know, watch some football, take a nap, get up and be like, what do we got to eat? And the answer is always more turkey.
This time Alrighty. We're not going to warm it up. We're going to serve it cold.
Yes, just put it on one of those Sheboygan hard rolls, right? Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, moving on to today's topic, we know that there's a lot of different mortgage products out there, mortgage programs that are available to folks, and we want to give just an overview of some of those mortgage products and programs that are available and how we can help our members choose which one's right for them. Anyone want to lead us off with this? There's so many different programs out there. Some you guys probably know of that I haven't heard of either. So many options.
Yeah. First, I'm going to start because it's getting the winter season. I'm going to start. Hey, do you guys know what area of the room is the warmest?
Ooh.
The bathroom.
Nope. It's the corner. It's always 90 degrees.
Oh boy.
I know. Oh, it's gonna be a rough one.
Did you get that one from a dad? Because that sounds like a dad joke.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Yep, can't resist. So yes, anyway, on to types of mortgages. Here at United One Credit Union, we do offer quite a few different types. So once we talk it out, talk things with you, it kind of helps narrow down which maybe is the best option. But initially, some of the products that we do talk about or can offer, which would be a conventional fixed rate. So it's meaning it's fixed for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Most of the time those get sold on the secondary market, meaning we do all the work initially, but the loan itself gets sold to another service company. And then your payment is made to that company. Like right now we are using Servion. They're based out of Minneapolis. So they have online options to make their payment, but we just don't keep that mortgage here.
I'm just going to interject. I know with the Servion, you know, yes, we sell it and they service it, but our members, because we worked with them, did everything with them, they can always reach out to us and we can help them get the information that they need, help them be the go-between, or direct them to, you know, to a specific place that they need to be calling.
Yes.
So because it's sold to them does not mean that you are totally, okay, we wash our hands and we're done. No, we're still here for all our members.
That's awesome. Yep. So maybe that product isn't the best for you, or maybe you don't want it to be sold and you want it to always stay with the credit union. The credit union does offer ARMs, which are known as adjustable rate mortgages. So you may hear about an ARM or sometimes a balloon. Right now, the credit union doesn't offer balloons, but we have in the past. But it is I don't want to say temporary financing, but a short-term rate lock. So because we offer ARMs right now, let's talk about ARMs. It's known as a 5-1, a 7-1, a 10-1. And what it is that first number. So in an example of 5-1, that's how long the rate is locked in for. And then after the 5 years, then it's subject to change annually or every year after. So those mortgages stay here at the credit union. Payments come to us. We're here to help from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to view this account on your online banking, make payments online. You know, you'll see everything, and we're servicing that loan here at the credit union. I know some people get a little scared when they hear the word ARM. Years in the past, years ago, that product was a little bit or handled a little differently than it is now. You know, mortgages are so highly regulated that they made a lot of changes to how we can offer the ARMs. They are basically more secure. You know, you're not going to have a 5% now, and then your rate's going to jump to 20%. No, that is not going to happen. And again, there's no prepayment penalties. So you can always pay it off ahead of time. We can, you know, refinance you into a conventional 30-year fixed or another ARM, or if we're running a special, we can always do that because there is no prepayment penalties on our loans here at the credit union.
Nice. Yep, that's very true. Thanks, Linda. Then we also have other more specialty products. One is WIDA. It's a Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. That's what WIDA stands for. And WIDA is designed for only Wisconsin residents. You have to be a resident in order to qualify for WIDA. It is designed around the first-time home buyer, so you can get in with a little bit less down payment. But again, that one is like a conventional product. We do the work and the preparing and application here at the credit union, but then that does get sold or serviced with WIDA. But again, they're local. They're in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And for WIDA, I know, you know, we're talking about the little bit of the product right now. And, you know, in the future, we're going to do additional podcasts and go a little bit deeper. But for WIDA, I just wanted to also mention, yes, it's geared for the first time home buyer, but you don't have to be a first time home buyer anymore. We can actually get you into a WIDA product, but you can only have one WIDA loan at a time. And you have to live in the home. So if you're ever planning on moving out and say rent it out, you will have to get out of that product in order to rent it out. So, but we'll dig a little deeper later on in the future for all our products.
Nice. Then we also offer VA, which is through the Veterans Administration. You would have to be a service man or woman to qualify. And obviously, if you've been in the service, you know that you are eligible for VA. So VA is a very good product for our veterans. That too does not stay at the credit union. That also gets sold on to a mortgage servicer. Right now, again, we use Servian for that. So thank you for your service. And a little benefit is a specific VA product just for you.
Yes.
Then we have FHA. A lot of times people hear and talk about FHA, which is the Federal Housing Administration. It's another government insured mortgage, can get into that product with 3.5% down. Sometimes credit might be of challenge, and FHA offers some really good products for, not the perfect file, because of course not everybody has the perfect file, but we have financing for all these types of files.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, credit sometimes can be a challenge, and if we can get you in a home now, FHA might be the product that we put you into. You know, at the beginning when Julie started our conversation off, you know, it was mentioning that we have a lot of products. You come in and we determine with you what is the best option that we have for you. We don't generally just, oh, we're all going to put everybody into one product. No, that's why, you know, as Julie is mentioning, all of these different products we have, we look for that best one that fits your specific needs.
And it's okay to ask different options. You know, when we sit down with people, we can present 2, 3, 4 different options to you at one time. Maybe one is more appealing to the next, or maybe once we have the application, that might determine which is the best option, but we can present all these options or eliminate programs based on your application too.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Another product that the credit union offers is USDA. It's a rural development program. It's specific to designated areas, rural areas. Some of our.
So I have a question for you there, Julie, about those designated areas with the USDA. Would communities like Sheboygan or Manitowoc City of qualify, or what's that cutoff for what would be considered USDA rural?
Yeah, so the actual cities of Sheboygan and Manitowoc do not qualify. We are too populated or too incorporated. They're looking for the smaller townships, villages outside of these our cities. So some of, you know, like your Plymouth, your Two Rivers near Manitowoc, your Mishicot, all the little small burgs around our cities, yes, they do qualify. And the USDA has a really nice website that as you come in, if you have an address in mind or when you have an offer to purchase, we can plug in that address and it will immediately tell us, yes, it's qualified. No, it's not qualified.
Especially when you come in and we end up that we utilize the USDA for you based on your criteria, where you're looking, things like that. As you're looking for properties, we can give you that link and you can enter that address and say, oh, yes, it qualifies. I want to put an offer in, or it doesn't qualify. Then, you know, we might either switch you to a different product or you will continue looking for a home that actually fits in the USDA.
Yep. So that's a really, really, really nice product as well. Then I think we're up to construction loans. And that is always brings in a lot of questions is what is a construction loan, or maybe you already own your house and you're going to do a huge remodel. So that we have that product of a construction loan that can help during the building phase where you're taking just small draws, or as the building progresses, your draws obviously get a little bit larger. And then it's low interest or low payment, I should say, during the construction phase, and then after the 9-month construction, then it goes into regular mortgage payments. Those stay here at the credit union as well.
We carry our construction loan is a construction to perm, so it's a one-time close, which, you know, can save you thousands of dollars too in cost, you know, when you're doing the construction loan with us. So, you know, that's something that we talk over with you when Julie mentioned draws. Sometimes you're like, well, what is a draw? Because you've never really done a construction loan. A draw is generally when you take out money out of that line or that loan that we are offering you. You take some money from it to do the construction loan or to do some of the, you know, pay out some of the general contractor that needs the money. That's generally what a draw means.
And then usually by the end, those 4 or 5 draws, your house is complete. And we get an appraiser back in there to say, yep, this is done. And then at that point, it rolls over to those regular monthly mortgage payments. So I think that covers, if I haven't forgot any products, but I think that really does give an overview of the products that United One has to offer. We do have other resources, you know, if you're just starting to look at, you know, what is now the time, or what should I do, or how do I get qualified? United One has a really good mortgage center out on their website. Where you can view calculators. Maybe you want to just play with some payments, or you're seeing the neighbor's house is being sold for X number of dollars. We have resources for calculators, finding out more information about a mortgage. You can apply on there 24/7. Again, how you can apply in your pajamas. Well, that's fine. We don't even need to know. You apply, we'll take your application.
Yes. One other items or things I wanted to mention is, you know, when you come in and you don't know, you're a first time home buyer and you have, maybe you don't have a lot of money for down payment. We, like Julie mentioned, we have a lot of options, a lot of resources that we can help with. You know, for example, there is a program out there is called DPP. It's a down payment assistance grant that if you qualify, some money for free for the down payment. Yes, there's some regulations, there's some things that you have to do in order to qualify for it, but we're here and we're going to explain everything to you and say, hey, based on what we're seeing on your application, you may qualify for this. And then, you know, give you the great news and you're going to say, yes, I want to do it, or no, I don't want to do it. But down payment assistance grant, it's free money. And we have the ability of offering that to you. The one other program we have in conjunction with WIDA is called WIDA Easy Close, that also helps you with the down payment and closing costs. So if you qualify for that program, that's something else we're going to offer you. And these are all resources that the credit union has to be able to offer you coming in to see us. And we give you all the details and let you know what is the best options. You know, and we're going to be going and digging deeper into all of these products and let you know some of the criterias and things on them.
Definitely. And we're here. We're always here to answer questions. And you know, maybe you're just not ready, but you have some questions, or you're hearing people talk at work. What are they talking about? You know, one thing that comes along with mortgages is PMI, which is private mortgage insurance, and that makes a difference as to how much you put down. So maybe you just have questions with that. We're always here to assist and answer those questions and get you on the right track and get yourself ready for purchasing.
Yeah. Some of the myths out there too are, I have to have 20% in order to buy a home. You do not need to have 20%. Again, when you come in, we look at your whole scenario, and maybe based on your scenario, you might have to fit into that 20% because we cannot get you private mortgage insurance. So, you know, but it's really a myth that you have to come in with 20% down. You know, it all really depends on your particular information or application, everything you provide. You know, you could come in here and say, oh, my brother just bought a house and, you know, he only had to do very little, but you have to do more than what he had to. It's all, again, based on your scenario.
Exactly. And what's, you know, a lot of times talking around the water cooler is great information, but, you know, keep that in mind, is it truly is an individual product. You may qualify for something completely different. Some of these programs are income based. You may qualify for that where your coworker is like, oh, don't go that route. They talked me out of that. That might be the best route for you. So that's why at the credit union, we do offer so many products to give you those options.
Yes, definitely.
You got the experts. We got experts, right? That's why you're here, to help our members walk through that process, learn more about that. So if you have questions, ask.
We're here. Yes, exactly. And though the good line of, I have a dumb question, there are truly no dumb questions. You don't know what you don't know. You're buying a house.
And it's never too soon to start talking to us, start talking to your lender. It's never too soon because, you know, you might say, you know, I want to buy a home next year and I'm going to come in maybe next year. maybe coming out. Maybe right now we'll see if you're going to be ready next year. What do you have to work on to get you ready, to get you into the home? You know, it, again, never too soon to do that.
Yeah. And when we talk about credit too, that leads into how do I boost my credit score? I have some programs that if you pay off different things, it will boost credit score. So when Linda mentions come in early, we can start looking at those things and give yourself time to get things paid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, we have those resources again. I mean, some are called, you know, it's a what if calculator that we use with our credit reporting agencies and say, okay, let's input this. If you pay off this, you know, that might jump your credit score to XYZ, you know, but if we do one thing and then you go and you do something different, you add more debt, of course, the positive is not going to be positive. It's going to be negative because now you added some more things. But again, we will talk and give you pointers and help you. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
Not all mortgages are one size fit all, right?
Oh, that is for sure.
Case by case basis. So if you want personal service and you want that personal journey and that personal touch of an expert that has been there, done that, we've helped thousands of members get their first home, second home, third home, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have somebody that you can reach out to. And I think that's what's so helpful in that process and why we're here at United One, and our experts are here to help people go through that. You don't have to be on your own or attach your dreams and hopes and future to some rocket. You can, you know, work with a local expert and that kind of thing. So what are any final thoughts on these programs that we have that you'd like to share with folks as we get here to wrapping up today's podcast?
They're all very good products. We have a good history of all the products. It's okay if in any one of these situations, if you know, if there's only one product you qualify, that's okay. There's a house out there for you. We enjoy what we're doing, and again, we're always, maybe you're hearing of a different product. Run it by us. Maybe it's something that we need to look into at the credit union, or, you know, maybe that's just not the right fit for us, but we have maybe a different product in its place. So yeah, definitely. We really take pride in offering all the products we have.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for sharing your expertise with us today, and to, of course, our awesome listeners for joining us as well. And if you have any questions about home loans, home equity, or the home buying process, feel free to reach out to us. You can contact us by email at homeloans@unitedone.org. And we'd love to highlight and answer your question in a future podcast. So go on, drop us a line and let us help answer your questions. You never know, other listeners out there may have the same questions and we can help them too. So if you like what we're doing, we encourage you to give us a like and give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And also feel free to share our podcast with others. You're welcome to follow us on social media. For Facebook, we can be found at Facebook/UnitedOneCU, and on Instagram with @UnitedOneCU. Our next episode will be scheduled in December, and we'll have that lined up with a whole new home loan topic from our experts and more conversations to come. So thank you all for tuning in, and until next time, take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.